At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hi, this is Monica Reinagel, and welcome back to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Our show received support this week from ClassPass, the fitness membership that gives you access to over 10,000 gyms and studios around the world. Try any workout, from boot camp to Pilates to yoga and more, all bookable with one easy-to-use app. Just book a class and show up. Work out with friends, try something new, or re-engage old hobbies like climbing or swimming. Start your free trial at classpass.com/try/diva. That's classpass.com/try/diva. The other day, I was browsing nutrition headlines when I came across a summary of some new research on exercise and fat loss, which concluded that it is not possible to lose more than 1 kilogram of fat per month. And a kilogram is just over 2 pounds. Not possible to lose more than 2 pounds of fat per month? Most diets promise that you'll lose that much every week. I was pretty intrigued, so I pulled up the actual study, which was published last month in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, and I read the entire thing. Weirdly, however, the study said absolutely nothing about the amount of fat that can be lost per month. The researchers were actually looking at the amount of fat that could be oxidized during a single exercise session. So I tracked down the head researcher for this study, Dr. Juan Del Coso Garrigós, who lives and works in Madrid, Spain, and he explained that his comment about it being impossible to lose more than a kilogram of fat per month, in fact, had nothing to do with his recent study. Apparently, it was taken out of context from a different part of the interview, which was also translated from the Spanish. It just goes to show how easy it is for bad information to get into widespread circulation. As long as I had him, though, I took the opportunity to ask him more about his research. Dr. Del Coso Garrigós explained that well-trained athletes can burn about 0.75 grams of fat per minute during moderate intensity exercise, but that the rest of us seem to max out at about 0.5 gram of fat per minute or 30 grams of fat per hour. So at that rate, it'll take most of us about 15 hours of moderate intensity exercise to burn a pound of body fat. So if you exercise for 1 hour a day, you could hope to lose about 2 pounds or about 1 kilogram of fat per month. But if you exercise for longer than 60 minutes a day, you could hope to lose more. And don't forget, you can also get your body to oxidize fat by eating less, because that forces your body to convert some of its fat stores into energy.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
As Dr. Del Coso Garrigós confirmed, it is theoretically possible to lose more than a kilogram of fat per month. That said, however, he and I both agree that losing more than a couple of pounds of body fat per month is both difficult and pretty rare. Now, of course, I realize that most diets promise that you're going to lose 8 to 10 pounds a month or more. And if you follow any of those diets faithfully, you probably will, at least at first. But how much of that weight loss is actually fat loss? Probably no more than about 25% of it. The rest of it is water and muscle tissue, which is the last thing you want to be losing. In fact, the faster you are losing weight, the smaller the percentage of actual fat loss is likely to be, and the harder it will be to sustain that weight loss over time. I think that the reason that a majority of dieters regain the weight that they've lost is that they lose the weight too quickly. Instead of trying to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week, as we usually do, we should really be aiming to lose 1 to 2 pounds a month. When we lose weight slowly, we preserve more muscle tissue and we keep our metabolisms from slowing down. And we're also more likely to develop long-term habits and behaviors that support long-term success. We avoid that yo-yo dieting cycle that sabotages both our health and our self-esteem. Of course, when you're losing weight very slowly, it's hard to see the results on the scale, especially because your weight can fluctuate by several pounds from one day to the next without reflecting actual fat loss or gain. And that's why I recommend tracking your weight using a moving average. And I talked all about that in my episode on weight fluctuation, which is episode number 199. So, what would it take you to lose 1 to 2 pounds a month? The good news is that it doesn't require anything nearly as drastic or unpleasant as it takes to lose 2 pounds a week. Small changes in your daily routine will do the trick, but you do need to be consistent, and of course, you need to be patient. Over the years, I've shared lots of slow weight loss strategies with you, and I'm going to review some of my favorites of them today, and I'll let you know where to find all the rest. But first, I also wanted to quickly thank Thrive Market, an online marketplace that's on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Thrive Market offers thousands of the best-selling organic foods and natural products for 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices. They have pantry staples, cleaning products, sweet treats, and much more at such an affordable rate. You can filter their offerings by more than 80 different values to get just what you're looking for, such as vegan, fair trade certified, or gluten-free items. From organic almond butter to lavender essential oil, Thrive Market carries everything you need. My favorite Thrive Market product is Throat Coat Herbal Tea. As someone who uses my voice for a living, I always keep this on hand and I get it for a great price from Thrive Market. And now Thrive Market is giving you an extra 25% off your first purchase plus a free 30-day trial. That's 25% off Thrive Market's already low prices. Just go to thrivemarket.com/diva. That's thrivemarket.com/diva. And now for those strategies that will help you lose weight slowly and make sure that more of that weight loss is sustainable fat loss. One of the strategies I suggested in episode number 163, which was on how to lose weight without dieting, was to avoid eating in front of the television or computer. You will be amazed what a big difference that makes. And then just a couple of weeks ago, in episode number 392, which was on the hidden calories that cause weight gain, I talked about how alcoholic beverages can really pile on the calories without you realizing it. So if you're trying to lose weight, cutting back on alcohol can help a lot. In episode number 126 on how to eat less without feeling hungry, I suggested recalibrating your menus so that you're eating more vegetables and fewer starches. Using smaller dinner plates is another painless way to trim calories. And that was a suggestion from episode number 77, Why We Overeat. Try eating more prebiotic and probiotic foods. I talked about that in episode 369 on how to change your set point. And here's a really good one. Decide what you're going to eat ahead of time. And that was from episode 233 on the power of planning. In episode 211, I talked about how to overhaul your diet, and one of the first things I suggest is to drink water or tea instead of sweetened or artificially sweetened beverages. And finally, from episode 381 on how to avoid the Biggest Loser phenomenon, I advise that after you've lost some weight, take a break for a few weeks before losing any more to allow your metabolism to reset. Look, you don't need to implement all of these strategies at once. Start with a couple that seem kind of easy and maybe choose one that seems like a bit more of a challenge. And then you can add more as you get the hang of it. Don't think of it as dieting. Think of it as right-sizing. And please, I want to know how it's going, so let me know. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with links to all of these previous episodes with all of those other strategies at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And you can post your comments or your questions there or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page, where you'll also find lots of people who have actually succeeded in losing weight slowly and sustainably using nothing more than these strategies. I look forward to hearing from you. And now have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.